How often do you look at those photos again? In my case, I feel like I actually never look at my photos again. It's quite random. Like, I'm looking for something in that trip in Colombia like 3 years ago, and then I'm like looking through what I did and remembering what I did and thinking, oh wow, okay, this happened and that happened, and this thing about putting it everything together and making sense of it, just taking in actually what you've experienced. Like, I feel like I haven't really done this. I think a lot of people also haven't. It's kind of hard to do that because we're constantly being subjected to new things on social media or on the internet, but also in real life, new experiences, like the next event, the next hangout, whatever. So when all of these things are happening, it's hard to put your past experiences into perspective. Mm-hmm. And I think what I want to do is just to try and just slow down, just look at everything. And you know, even if I just like write down what I did or like document it somehow, like this sonata that I was practicing is very old. Mm-hmm. Actually, but I don't feel like I have a documentation that I did that. So in some way, it doesn't exist externally. And by externally, I don't mean for other people. Like, yes, other people can see it. But if I have something like this on my YouTube channel, for example, which is really a channel for myself, it's like a diary. It reminds me that, oh yeah, I can see it in context with everything. It feels tangible. It's nice to not forget that that was a part of my life. So these kind of things is, I think, what I'm focused on now, getting in touch with my own experiences in the past and putting it together, making sense of it.